What's up, guys? Welcome to the J&G Podcast.
I am the J. My name is Josh.
My name is George, and I am the G.
That's backwards.
It works.
Why would you do that?
I got a little startled, okay? Okay,
why? Like, if you're going to do a thing, I should also do the thing with you.
I got a little startled because we're talking about fears today, okay?
Are you scared?
A little bit.
You should be.
Well, there's only one thing to say. See where it takes us.
All right, guys. So today we're talking about irrational fears.
Well, things more really honestly that you're afraid of, because I don't feel like I have any irrational fears. I have the fear of failure, which could be very irrational, but also I failed at many things, so I think that is rational.
But is it an irrational fear if you're a failure?
Do you think I'm a failure, George?
No.
Is that okay?
I'm just saying in general.
I did have the fear right now that you were going to say yes. I was scared of that. I didn't know where we were going, and it was like, you know, not that your opinion matters to me in the slightest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But you've mentioned to me that you have several irrational fears.
Yes.
And I think we wanted to delve into that. Also, before we go into that, we have officially, like, launched the platform. We are now actually on Apple Podcasts, as well as Spotify and
Google Podcasts. And Breaker and Pocket Cast and
Anchor, which is our host. So we've actually like launched an episode, and we have like a grand total of 30 listens, which is really exciting for me because I didn't think we were going to get past 10.
I didn't think I knew 30 people.
Do we know 30 people?
Apparently.
Okay. Well, they know us now.
And with that said, let's talk about some fears, shall we?
If you had to pick from your list of fears that you're afraid of personally, give me something that's most common, like you feel like other people have a fear of.
Clowns.
My question on that, is it because of It, the Stephen King novel?
So.
And subsequent movies?
So that's part of it. But even from a very, very young age,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I always thought, why you gotta paint your face? What are you hiding, or should I ask, who are you hiding from, Mr. Clown?
So you're telling me that if you had never heard of the Stephen King novel and all that jazz, you'd still be afraid of clowns?
Yes. That just compounded it. Like the It thing just compounded it, but yeah. Clowns. Mm. It's the same thing with mascots. I don't like mascots.
What's wrong with mascots?
The same thing. What or who are you hiding from? Why did you audition to be someone that no one can see your actual face?
Okay, so you're only referring to mascots like in the mascot costume. You're not talking like Monty the Biscuit. You're okay with.
No.
Because he's not in a costume somewhere.
Monty the Biscuit is in a costume.
I thought it was just the Anteater. I thought it was Big Mo.
No, there is a Monty the Biscuit costume out there somewhere.
What? I'm going to be Googling this later.
So,
I kind of want to Google this next. We're gonna Google this right now.
So, I don't understand why you got to hide your face. Notre Dame's mascot is a leprechaun, but the leprechaun is... You can see his face. I'm fine with that. I trust him. USC Trojans, you can see his face.
Okay, so to clarify, I did Google... We're going to get back to what you're saying. I did Google Monty the Biscuit costume. There's not, like, an official costume. There's, like, you know, somebody decided cosplay Monty the Biscuit, which seems weird to me. Like, the face is right where the butter is in his mouth. Okay, so, you know, there's that. So, but mascots, you were just mentioning there.
Like, the USC Trojan... The Notre Dame leprechaun people mascots,
uh-huh.
I have no problem with because I can see their face. If they commit a crime, I can identify them. If a mascot commits a crime, what I'm going to say? Aubie did it?
Did you Aubie do it?
You can't identify. You don't know which one. There are several people who put on that mascot uniform. You can't tell which one did it.
Okay, but this seems like a very limited case of... I cannot tell who you are,
and there are
because you have committed a crime. There are
hundreds of these things running around out there, mm-hmm. And people are just okay with it. They take pictures with them. They get excited when they see them.
Yes.
No.
Did I tell you I was a mascot once? I was a Chick-fil-A cow.
I can see your face now. It's all good.
If Aubie the Tiger is committing a crime...
Josh.
There is a handler that is also committing this crime, or is an accessory to this crime that you could identify. And that person would know
you think
the
Charter that,
State's evidence.
You think that handler's going to turn in Aubie? You think the handler's going to make a deal?
To preserve Aubie's image? 100%, yes. I would turn in the guy that's being Aubie at that point. Also, for my sake, if we're being completely honest.
But what if you didn't get a deal? What if they said, you turn him in, look, you don't get a deal, nothing?
Look, here's the thing. Aubie is precious, okay? It is like the purest form of football is Aubie the Tiger, okay? So you're telling me, if you were Aubie the Tiger at any point in time, and I have to either keep my mouth shut and let everyone assume that Aubie did it, or say, nope, it was George. George did this thing in the costume. You think I'm not selling you out? 100% I would.
I wouldn't be in the costume. I would be afraid of myself.
This would... From what we've talked about, you're already afraid of yourself.
No, I'm just afraid of a lot of things in the world.
Okay, cool. One that you mentioned to me was a fear of Tuesdays.
No. No, I clarified. It's a fear of Wednesdays.
Okay, cool. Explain that one to me, because I don't understand.
Right. Yeah. So think about it.
Yeah.
Nobody likes Mondays. Garfield don't like Mondays. Snoopy don't like Mondays. That's, nobody likes Mondays.
That's a hatred of a day of the week, which I get.
So no one likes Mondays.
Yeah.
That one's expected.
Okay.
Tuesdays, you're kind of into your week. It's fine, whatever.
Right.
Thursday, you're happy. Friday, it's almost the weekend. You're ready to go. You're ready to party. No. Wednesday, smack dab in the middle of the week. You don't know.
And that scares you.
You don't know. Because you have two of the worst days behind you, but you have no idea what's coming in front of you.
But if those are days that you're looking forward to, you just mentioned that Thursday you look forward to Friday, so it's pretty good. And Friday, you're looking forward to Friday because, I can't do it as well as you can't stop. And it probably just translates weird over audio. But you're telling me because you don't have anything to look forward to yet, that's what you're afraid of.
I'm afraid of uncertainty, Josh. Is that so wrong?
That's fair. Okay. All right, cool. So what's, we covered Wednesdays and clowns. What's the weird one? What's that one weird fear that you think you have?
Oh, I have quite a few, but I would say probably the weirdest. Actually, no, I don't think it's that weird, but I am scared to death of porcelain dolls.
I think that's weird. Is it the eyes?
Yes, it's the eyes.
Okay, that's understandable.
They are stationary?
Yeah.
Yet they follow you everywhere.
It's an optical illusion.
Have you ever walked into a room full of these things and then walk out and then feel something behind you?
No.
It's the demons inside staring at your soul.
Look, George, if you come prepared and you walk around with a crucifix and a clove of garlic, you don't have to deal with that anymore.
That works on vampires, not dolls.
Have you tried it yet? Have you tried? Okay.
Fair.
Thank you.
But when I start smelling a garlic, I don't want to hear anybody complaining.
I love garlic. What are you talking about? I think that's great.
Those are mine.
Give me another one. Make it good. Porcelain dolls was weak sauce. I think you can be afraid of something better than that.
So a lot of people have this same fear. Mm-hmm. I'm agoraphobic. I am afraid of social situations. And this is kind of complex for me because...
You're actually you appear to be a very extroverted personality.
You put me into a group of people who I know.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I am the life of the party.
Yes.
I am loud. I am obnoxious. I am the life of the party.
It's true. You are loud and obnoxious.
You put me into a group of people where I don't know anybody.
You start just calling people fat.
No, I was actually about to say that. Let's take when we met, for instance.
Yeah.
So when we met,
this was a small group. I was telling friends how I was trying to start exercising because I thought I could lose a few pounds.
But I knew somebody.
Who did you know?
I knew Curtis.
The leader, the small group.
And I knew Danielle. Danielle,
I'm blanking on the last name.
Did she get married to somebody that I know?
No. But I knew. So when I got there, turns out I knew several other people.
Okay.
I knew a couple of people. So that put me at ease.
But in the group that we were in, you didn't know anybody. You certainly didn't know me when you said, yeah, I could see that you could lose a few pounds.
But if that...
I'm not still bitter about this, by the way.
But if that went south,
yeah.
If that did not go off, because the way that I deal with awkward situations is I crack jokes. I make jokes. And if that did not go well, I could split off and go talk to Danielle or go talk to Curtis. I still had somebody that I could retreat to.
I kind of want to know what it would have been like if I had been, like, upset at you.
Like.
And said, like, dude, that's not funny.
Like.
Go away.
We wouldn't be here right now.
No, we wouldn't be here.
Like.
This is the start of our friendship is I said I could lose a few pounds. You looked me up and down and you said, yeah, I could see it. I'm like, did you call me fat? And you just said, yes.
Right. So.
And here's the thing. I didn't think you were funny when you said that.
I know.
I thought you were honest. And I was like, because I still could lose a few pounds.
So, but yeah, like, I had someone that I could withdraw to. I had someone that I could.
You had an exit strategy.
Exactly. Okay. I had an exit strategy. You plop me down in the middle of people that I don't know, I clam up.
The other funny thing about this is, like, what you do for a living, you're a restaurant manager. As people might guess, as I would guess, as I would know, actually, your job is dealing with people.
Yes. Now,
there are people in the restaurant. There are people at your level of management that you deal with. There are people under you that you deal with. There are customers that you deal with. And you don't know those customers.
See, but that is
not... And sometimes they're very angry.
The social anxiety doesn't come in there because that is a professional environment. It is my job.
Mm-hmm.
If you give me a directive,
right.
If you tell me, hey, this is what you are supposed to do in this situation, okay, I'm going to go do that in that situation. If you drop me in blind, like if I had no training whatsoever on how to deal with that,
that's fair.
Then I'd be a wreck. That's where that's a little bit differently.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
A little bit differently. A little bit different.
Yeah.
That one was for you, Brandon. and so...
He's going to appreciate that.
So, however, you put me in front of a room of people that I don't know, making a speech, doing something, I can do that all day.
Which is why you have no problems doing a podcast to potential strangers.
Exactly. There's no face-to-face interaction. I am very socially anxious. I am socially awkward. Even around people that I know, I'm socially awkward.
See, and that's the thing. I don't ever, and maybe that's just because this is how you are with me, I never view you as awkward, period. I mean, you're obnoxious, sure. But awkward, like, you always seem to be comfortable doing whatever it is that you happen to be doing or saying at that point. So that's, and maybe that's, again, just how you are with me, but I always thought that was, like, awkward's not something that I used to describe George.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we've talked a little bit about my fears and what I'm afraid of, rational or irrational. A lot of people would call these irrational. There are people out there who share these fears that would tell the other people, no, they're completely rational.
Okay, sure.
I mean,
just because you all agree doesn't make you any less wrong. I feel like we're all like that, or at least and if anybody wants to comment in on our social about you're not agoraphobic and this is why, I want to hear it. I don't believe you, but I still want to hear it. I do feel like agoraphobia is very much legit because people are scary. All the other people are scary. So that one I'm going to give you a pass on. But there's not a lot of other fears that I think personally, like I don't have a lot of irrational fears. Growing up, you'd be like, oh yeah, what's the thing you're afraid of? Like in school, they ask you like, Oh, and little Timmy's like, oh, I'm afraid of the dark. And little Susie's like, oh, I'm afraid of, you know, cockroaches. And I'm like, failure.
So
I go deep right off the bat.
So you don't have any irrational fears.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a list. I'm going to go down it of what the majority of society would call rational fears.
Okay.
Since you don't have any that are really irrational.
Now, to clarify, I've heard it been said that the only truly rational fears are the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. Because those are like, they're all responses. It's all tied into our fight or flight response.
My wife would agree with you there.
Yeah.
She's
the smart one.
She legitimately hates falling more than she hates anything else. And a lot of that stems from when she was young, before the age of 5,
mm-hmm.
she had fallen and broken both of her arms 3 times.
Yep.
At one point, there is actual video footage of her out there at a birthday party with both arms in a cast.
There, and see, I understand this one really well. There was a missions trip I went on. It was a couple years back, and the group got together. We were supposed to do a bunch of these like bonding exercises, get to know each other. These are the people you're going to be spending the next week with or whatever. And there was a trust fall involved, and it was like up on this platform. Everybody has to link their arms together. You've seen this done. I get up to the platform. I'm not even the first one up there. I have seen other people bigger than me, do the exact same thing, land, it's all fine. In my mind, I already know it's all fine. I get up there. I turn around because I'm supposed to fall backwards.
Yeah.
And I just freeze. I don't freeze like that. Ever. But I could not move my legs. And like, I'm trying to... Your dog is snoring back there. That's...
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
So, that noises that you're hearing are my two amazing... pit bulls.
Yeah.
We have Katara, who is the one you hear snoring, and
she's like passed out.
Toph does not care about anything that is happening.
She just happened to be hanging out. That's just wow. So I'm at this trust fall.
Yeah.
Cannot move. I actually kind of like, I do this like bending, like I bent my knees and kind of like went to a pseudo fetal position and then leaned back, and they caught me, and then the leader was like, no, do it again. And I was like, you're kidding. And it was so weird. And I couldn't move.
He wanted you to trust.
That's really what it really was. It wasn't a fear of falling, it was a fear of these people were not, you know,
it was, able to be you didn't trust the people that were catching you.
Yeah, I don't trust people in general.
So I mean that's a life rule.
Yeah. It's just how you survive.
So I have a list of the most common phobias, and we're going to see which ones you have. Can you rationalize them as to why you're not?
Yeah.
All right. So we kind of just touched on this one, but acrophobia, the fear of heights.
I'm not afraid of heights at all. Like,
so roller coasters don't bother you. Bungee jumping don't bother you.
I would love to go bungee jumping. I think that's awesome. I haven't done it yet. That's on my bucket list. It needs to happen. There was a time.
You can have fun with that one. I will be sitting here with my dogs.
You're just missing out. There was a time that I had an opportunity to do this. I was still like living with my parents. We were out on one of those neat little family vacations. And there was a bungee drop. And I was like, I want to do that. And my mother was like, no. And that was the end of that
conversation. She was afraid for you.
Yeah. And it looked all, like, I'm looking at this thing. Everything looks like it's up to code. And it looks safe. And there's a guy going in front of me that was much heavier than I am.
Josh, if we want to get into what is a code, I just figured out what my biggest irrational fear is. And I don't think it's irrational at all.
Let me hear it.
I am scared to death of fairs. They put those things up in a week and take them down in a day. There is no way that that is safe.
Yeah, no, I don't have that issue. I don't think that that's just...
Like, I'm sitting there watching all these people up on this rickety roller coaster that they put up like 2 days ago, and I know that they're going to take down tomorrow, and it's like...
I understand your argument because, rationally, there's a good chance, human error, somebody messed up along the lines, like, and that thing can crash at any point.
Like, every time I see a fair, like, you know how IKEA furniture always has, you always end up with some spare parts somehow?
Sure.
That's what I imagine fairs as. I imagine that there's just a pile in the back of spare parts. They were like, we don't need this.
Honestly, it's probably just because I don't think about it that
much. All right, so, yeah. Next. Aerophobia. Fear of flying.
No, not a problem. Quite honestly, don't think that flying is an unsafe mode of transportation. Statistically speaking, it's one of the safest ways to travel. I would fly in a plane before I flew before I drove in a car. I would drive across this country in a car. If prices were the same, no, I have had more issues with cars than I've ever had with airplanes.
Yes, but if I'm going to die, it will be at my own hand, not the neglect of somebody else.
You say that now? If we're thinking about it, you depend on people throughout your day all the time. If you go out to eat, you are depending on the chef to properly prepare your meal, the servers to not have nasty hands. And yes, I realize that people are so afraid of that they're staying indoors, but you cannot go, not in this day and age, completely dependent on just on yourself. Unless you're living off the grid.
And some of that goes into my control issues.
Yes.
I don't like someone else being in control of where I'm going.
Sure.
So whenever I have the chance, if we're hanging out, I'll drive. If I'm taking my wife somewhere, I'll drive. True. If we're going somewhere as a group with like
the whole... You don't like riding in the car with me.
I do not...
I've just now realized that, too.
The only person that I trust without a shred...
It's not your wife.
Without a shred of any fear whatsoever, I will go to sleep like a baby.
Who?
My father.
Hmm.
Okay. That man is... I am so comfortable with him behind the wheel because he's confident behind the wheel.
Sure.
And not saying that other people aren't, but...
It's just that's the trust that you've built up with him.
Right. He is the only person that I am fully comfortable riding in a car with.
I don't have... You have to be doing really bad in a car for me to feel... unsafe. Now, I'm going to rat out my brother a little bit here when I say this. Jacob, I love you. This is your shout out, but also this one's about you. We're in the car like this last weekend, actually.
Was it when y'all came over here?
On the way back, actually.
Okay.
And it wasn't like he was doing anything particularly dangerous, and it may just be because I'm getting that much closer to 30, and so...
Closer than I am. However, no one's closer than all of us.
Yeah, so he probably feels this too, and will understand where I'm going. My brother's driving, and it's just one of the county roads back here, and he's doing 45, 50, and like looking at his phone while he's driving, and I look over, and I'm like, I actually told him, hey, can we focus on the road? I don't do that to anybody. I don't care enough to do that to most people, because it's either going to happen or it's not. But I looked over, my brother was doing this, and I was like, I feel a little unsafe right now.
So, I think that might be just because it's like, okay, older brother mode just kicked in.
Possibly.
And it's like, hey dude, that's stupid, don't do it.
Possibly. But it was also like, in that moment, I felt concerned for my own safety, and I was like... I felt like he drives a little bit faster than I do, and he was telling me on his that he was like, oh yeah, I'm pretty comfortable at least 75 on the interstate on the way, you know, back to Arkansas. And I'm like,
well, I mean, 75 is the speed you drive on the interstate.
Yeah, but the speed limit is 70.
Eh. they always give you a 5 mile per hour grace period.
Okay, so we'll take that. Well,
depending on if the depending on what cop you pass and if they're having a good day or not.
Yeah, quota. But he's sitting there and he's telling me that, you know, that he likes to drive a little faster on the interstate and that he's proud of that fact. And I'm like, just on its own merits, that seems like a red flag to me.
Yeah.
Now, I also like to drive on the interstate, but I don't brag about it. I don't brag about going faster than other people.
Something that I love is when I'm going 75 on the interstate.
Sure.
So I'm already going over the posted speed limit.
Right.
Someone could stop me and they would be well within their rights to do so. I am technically breaking the law. I am breaking the law by going over the speed limit.
Yes.
But someone flies past me and pulls away from me like a freaking gun, a bullet out of a gun.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be a feat, let me tell you. But a freaking bullet out of a gun, and it's like,
they're going at least 85.
85, 90. Maybe 90.
So, some of those jokers are going flat out 100.
Oh, yeah. And it's from the jokers that you expect it from. It's from the ones that are in the Lambos, the ones that are in, like, the Teslas, the ones that are on the speeder bikes, stuff like that. I don't
know, man. Like, if I'm in a Lambo and I'm not going 85...
Well, I mean, I think...
And it defeats the point of driving the Lambo, doesn't it?
Agreed.
Yeah.
But it's also like, the other day, I had some...
Did you get passed by a Prius? Tell me you got passed by a Prius.
No, I didn't get passed by a Prius. I had some soccer mom, like, pull away from me in a minivan, dude.
She had somewhere to go.
Like a minivan. And I'm not talking like one of the new models. Like, I'm talking like the ones that our parents drove.
Yeah, my parents didn't do minivans.
Like,
we had the Camry.
Oh.
What's the next fear?
So, the next fear is arachnophobia.
Okay, easy. All those spiders, except for two, are actually venomous to humans. There are only two spiders out of the entire species that can hurt me.
Yeah. But the thing about it is,
yeah,
I don't want to take that chance.
And I can identify the two that are dangerous. The brown recluse and the black widow, those are pretty easily recognizable. Well, the brown recluse is brown, so not nearly as flashy as the black widow. But otherwise, like, you know, that's the one to stay away from.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the one that's going to hurt the most. Yeah. Even then, you can go to the emergency room. They've got Anfam.
True.
That's a thing. That's a pretty easy fix. It's expensive, only because you're going to the emergency room and healthcare in this country is crazy. But we're not even going to get into that right
that's
now.
A conversation for another day. Okay. You have data. the next one.
If there's a data phobia out there, I can deal with that too.
The next one is autophobia. It's the fear of being alone. So, with this one, I'm...
Oh!
So,
just like alone at all or for long periods of time?
See, that's where this one kind of... Let me see here what it says.
Because I don't know if I could be afraid of something that's just not likely to happen. I feel like I'm never alone these days.
All right, so... Autophobia or monophobia is the fear of being alone or lonely. Being alone, even in a usually comforting place like home, can result in severe anxiety for people with this condition. People with autophobia feel that they need another person or other people around in order to feel safe. Even when a person with autophobia knows that they are physically safe, they may live in fear of burglars, strangers.
What was the first one?
Burglars. Unloved, unwanted, coming down with a sudden medical problem, or hearing unexpected or unexplained noises. So this fear causes like 17 irrational fears.
This is the mother of all fears. We're all afraid of being alone. I have been lonely. I have felt alone. That's happened. And I feel like there's a lot of people that can relate to that. I can't say that...
Not me. I always had the voices.
Oh, my God. This is what I deal with. Just gonna... Yeah. Pick the crunchiest snack to have right now. What in the world? Why are you eating cheese balls?
Because they comfort me. We're talking about fears.
You have this big barrel that you're just getting into, and it's... I can't deal with you right now. Okay. I don't feel like I've done a lot of acting out in ways of avoiding being lonely. Like, because quite honestly, I like being by myself sometimes. See, I think being by myself for X number of minutes or whatever is good because I like to process everything that happens throughout the day. That all happens internally. I don't talk that out. If I do, it just sounds rambly. But I have seen people that are like you would consider clingy and maybe dependent. Mm-hmm. And I can see that, yes, that is someone who may be like really afraid of being alone.
Right.
And I think that's crazy because I think being alone can be like the best thing for you. That's,
yeah.
And anybody who has done meditation would argue the same thing, is that they also enjoy being alone because that's like time to like clear your mind and everything's calm. It's like being with people that frustrates me. So
I think this one is a little tricky. Say if Samantha leaves, if I had this fear, mm-hmm. and Samantha leaves, would it kick in immediately? Am I okay for a little period of time? Am I okay for about an hour, 2 hours?
I feel like that fear doesn't kick in when you're lonely. I feel like that kicks in before you're lonely. And that manifests in behavior that would cause you to be lonely. Which is why I think that fear is ridiculous. Because like you will end up causing the thing that you're most afraid of.
Yeah.
But if you weren't afraid of it, you still might end up lonely at times. But you would not be the sole cause of that loneliness.
Right. So that was a list of some common fears. I've got a couple of other ones that I just want to go through.
Let me hear it.
Go through a little bit here.
Are these like the off branch?
Yeah, these are the ones that like, really? You're afraid of that?
All right, let me hear it. What do you got?
The first one is electrophobia.
Fear of electricity?
No, fear of chickens.
I'm sorry, electrophobia is the fear of chickens.
Electrophobia.
I'm so glad you spelled that out for
electrophobia.
Me. Electrophobia.
So,
the fear of chickens.
The next one, let's see if you can get this one.
Sure.
Onomatophobia. Onomatophobia.
Okay, that makes me think of onomatopoeia, which is like, it's the words that spell out what the sound is. So like, bam or pop. Is it a fear of those words?
No, fear of names.
What?
Fear of names.
How could you be afraid of names? Like,
this next one would really suck for you if Carrie had this one.
Okay, let me hear it.
Pogonophobia.
See, based on what your little hint there and now the name, I'm afraid to ask. What is it?
Fear of beards.
Oh! I have one. I have a beard that would... Oh, man. Actually, you know what? I think she might have the complete opposite because I shaved once. Just, you know, in the time that we were dating, I just completely shaved it. And the beard. And showed it to her, and she was like, I don't like it. I need you to grow it back. Which works perfectly for me, because I will never need to have that argument with her. She prefers the beard.
There you go.
And so do I.
So, and then the last one, let's see if you can get this one.
Okay.
Is nephophobia.
Okay, it's not
nephophobia.
It's not like necrophobia.
No.
That would be like the fear of death, maybe, but what is nepho?
Nepho or nephophobia... Let us know if we're pronouncing it correctly, but the fear of clouds. You know, the things in the sky that look like marshmallows?
The puffy white things,
right? The puffy white things that the rain comes out of. I mean, I could see people who have astrophobia being afraid, having this same phobia.
That's the lightning and thunder one.
Yes.
Right? Okay, cool. Which, that one makes sense Except,
again, it's the loud noises, the jolting flashes of light.
And I don't feel afraid of lightning and thunder because I'm indoors most days. Especially if there's a thunderstorm outside, I am indoors, I am safe. I'm not worried about getting struck by lightning because it's not very likely. But if I was outside and there was a thunderstorm, I might be a little concerned and I would seek shelter.
So, I found another one.
But the fear of clouds.
I found another one.
Okay.
That, I know I said that was the last one.
But you found a better one.
I feel like I should just share this one.
Good, because the fear of clouds, I think, was not the best note to end on.
Barophobia.
Spell it out for me.
Barophobia.
Okay, so it's exactly the way it sounds. I don't know, it's the fear of alcoholic drinks?
Fear of gravity.
Flat earthers.
The thing that just holds us to the ground. People are afraid of it.
Must be really hard to get up in the morning. I'm sorry. If you have any of these fears, I want to hear about it. I want to know what that fear is, why you have that fear. Not just so I can make fun of you, because I do find people that are different to me to be very interesting.
Whew! That was scary.
No, it wasn't.
Well, to me it was.
Yeah,
we can't all be brave like you, Joshua.
If you just thought about it, then you might be brave about it.
Well, that's that. Let us know which side of the argument you land on. Do you have those fears? Do you not have those fears? Do you have some of those fears?
Do you think people that have those fears are ridiculous?
Do you have those fears but don't want people to know that you have them, so you act like you don't?
See, social media is the best place for that. Speaking of, be sure to find us on Twitter and Instagram, J_G Podcast. If you are listening to us on Apple Podcast, be sure to rate and review. You will also find us on Spotify, on Anchor, on
Breaker, Pocket Cast, and many other platforms. If you click the link in our bios on Twitter and Instagram, it will take you straight to a page that shows you everywhere we're at. Share that out with your friends, your family.
Yeah, if you think we're entertaining, there's a good chance that they will too. And word of mouth is really the only way we advertise right now, so thank you. Also, a huge shout out to a particular group of people. You know who you are. You're the people that listened to our first episode when we launched, as we spread it out. You guys are awesome. Thank you for not only listening to this whole thing, but also providing some excellent feedback that helped us, you know, shape future episodes. You guys are so critical.
Yes, because at this moment, we have about 30 listeners who've listened to the initial podcast, that's just beyond anything that I thought could have happened. It may be more by the time that...
This is at least 29 people more than we thought were going to listen to this podcast.
Yes, because honestly, we thought it was only going to be my wife and... Well, we were wrong.
It's good to be this wrong about it.
But
guys, thank you for everything. For those listening today and for last week, we're glad to have you with us, and we look forward to talking to you next time.
Peace out.